Good to be here this morning. I worship me if I try to sing too much to gain the ladies.
Next month, beginning on the 22nd, Kirk Phillips will be with us. We're looking forward to God helping us giving us old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival. We're praying that God has sent us a move of the Spirit. How many desires to see the move of the Spirit of God and to do a work among us? We need God's Spirit to be real to us in this last day. Amen. We're living in perilous times. We need to hear from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We do appreciate you so much being here. Amen. Praise God. We just pray that God just richly bless you for coming. Amen. We've been praying, seeking the Lord. Church, listen, we have to understand we're in the last day. I just completed the Old Testament. It took me 8 months to read the Old Testament, read the Bible all the way through. And I took it a little slow. Now I'm in the book of Matthew. And me and my wife is doing a personal Bible study. We're fixing to begin our own Bible study between me and her. And so I got the best people in the world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The worst critic, but the best people. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord's going to help us. We're learning. And it's good to know that we can learn of God's Word and just begin to pray over and seek God, and God's going to help us. We come to know that there's so much deep mysteries in the Word of God. And God desires to reveal truth to us, Brother Jeff. Amen. Praise God. And I was just, as I've been reading, studying Solomon, my wife just yesterday, she came out of the room, she walked in the room where I was, she said, let me share this with you. She began to share with me the scripture where the psalmist said in Psalms 122, enter to his gates with thanksgiving, but his courts with praise. And she began to sit down with me. We began to talk over the scripture. My son walked in, we began to discuss it. You know, church, it's wonderful to know that in your family environment at home, you can discuss the Word of God. And things that we experience, things that God shows us and reveals to us. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Can I refresh your mind just a little bit, some of your Bible studies? See if you can remember a few things. Can I just teach for a few minutes while I preach? Is that all right? Can I do that? Amen. When I was thinking about the book of Genesis, looking over some of the verses. Now, the book of Genesis is one of my favorite books in the Old Testament. The five book of Moses we refer to as one of the book of Genesis. And we begin to read there in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. We begin to study about the life of Abraham on down. And, of course, from the very beginning of creation, even Adam all the way down. But when you come down to Adam's children, about Cain and Abel, what do you remember about the scripture about Cain and Abel? You know, Abel had offered up an offering to the Lord, and God accepted his offering. The Bible said he had respect unto his offering. Abel was a righteous man. He was a shepherd, and he offered up a lamb before God. He offered up a lamb. And there was Cain, his brother, who was a tiller of the ground, and he had offered the fruits of his harvest unto the Lord. But, amen, Cain's offering was rejected. Why was his offering rejected? You remember why his offering was rejected? The Bible said the sin lieth at the door, apparently. Then Cain had some sin in his life. The Bible does not mention what sin was in his life, but sin was in his life, and therefore God rejected his offering. How did Cain know that God rejected his offering? How did Cain know that God rejected his offering? If you study your Bible, the times of offering, a flame of fire will come down from heaven and consume it. And therefore it was obvious to know that God had rejected his offering, had accepted Abel's offering. And therefore Cain was wroth. He became angry. He became jealous. And he slew his brother. So we know the scriptures. Just trying to refresh your memory. Let me go on and say this, as this has been on my mind the last few days. What about Methuselah? Methuselah was the oldest man recorded ever lived. He lived to be 969 years old. Is that right? What does Methuselah's name mean? His name means to bring forth. Specific meanings of biblical names we can read and search and begin to study that they have such a meaning to bring forth the understanding of what the Scripture is speaking about their era of time. Amen. And so we come to know that Methuselah lived to be 969 years old, but he died before his father. Now, if he's the oldest man that ever lived, how could he die before his father? His father lived 365 years. How could Methuselah die before his father? Anybody have the answer? His father was Enoch, which was translated, he shall not see death, for God took him, he was not. Amen. So Enoch, at 65 years of age, he began to walk with God for 300 years, the Bible said. Now, Brother Jeff, you preached about that not too long ago. Enoch had walked with God for 300 years. But there was a prophecy given to this man concerning Methuselah. I want you to listen to this. There's a reason why Methuselah lived to be 969 years old. Can you tell me why? It was prophesied to Enoch about his son, meaning his name is to bring forth, which was the judgment of God to bring forth. Amen. When the prophecy was given to Enoch by God, saying, as long as your son is alive, I will withhold my judgment, my wrath from the earth. So after Methuselah had died, which his name means to bring forth, God brought forth his judgment. And that represents mercy. That represents the long-suffering of God. How did God, amen, because listen, during, amen, Noah's time, amen, it was no surprise about the flood because it had been preached for four generations. Amen, it had been preached for four generations, amen, about what shall come to pass. And we know Noah had found grace in the eyes of the Lord, amen, praise God. And he began to obey God as he built the ark. And God was preparing, for the Bible has said, for eight just persons that were saved on the ark from the flood and the destruction is because God said, I'm going to destroy man from the, amen, the face of the earth because evil is continually in their heart. Their evil imagination, their heart is so wicked, I will destroy man from the face of the earth. But thanks God, no more than Methuselah living 969 years represent the long suffering of God, the mercy of God, amen, being extended for that time because the wrath of God was going to bring forth with the people. Amen. Had an extent of mercy. Amen. Noah was a righteous man and he preached. He preached among the people. But they were foolish not to believe about the wrath of God that's coming upon this earth. But thanks to God, the wrath of God's going to be poured out right here on America. And what shall we know that the long suffering of God and the mercy of God's been given to us? Amen. It's extended to us and our family and our generations. That the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. As some men count slackness, but he's so long suffering, he's not willing for any to perish, but all to come to repentance. I begin to think about all that, church. I begin to think from the very time of Adam, his sons, the disobedience unto God. Amen. Concerning how that Cain slew Abel. Amen. How to displease God. And we go on and on how that men's, amen, evil hearts and imagination was growing wicked more each day. Oh, but we're living more wicked time than we ever had before. And Jesus Christ is soon coming, church. Listen, God's going to help the Upper Room Fellowship. We're praying, we're seeking God. I was telling one brother that people are hungry, just like birds having their mouth open to receive the Word of God. And I'm telling you, church, I'm asking God to bless it. I'm asking God to sanctify it. Amen. It's going to bring forth grace to the hearers, knowing that faith from it by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. We pray for the anointing. It's been prophesied for a fresh anointing, the power of the Spirit of God. He's going to pour out upon His church. It's going to be a remnant of people who desires to be hungry for the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, saints of God, it's going to happen right here in 2011, in weeks ahead, in months ahead, and maybe years. We don't know when the Lord shall come, but we know no more what Brother Speed was preaching about. Amen. Concerning the time being at hand, concerning the Lord, I will come back again, receiving to myself that where I'm there, you may be also. The fig tree is now budded, summer is not, and the coming of the Lord is very near. The signs of the time, the let us know He's coming, He's even at the door. And we need to be ready, praise God. We need a stirring. We need a spiritual awakening to say, God, let me be hungry. Let me be thirsty for the righteousness of God and the hunger of Thy Spirit. Let it be placed in there. Let me go to the well that shall never run dry. And let the blessings of God pour out upon the church. I believe it in this last time.
Amen.
Pour out your Spirit. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I believe that God's going to help the church, the people that are hungry, the people that are seeking, the people that are praying, seeking God. He's going to pour out His Spirit. Amen. Oh, God, help us today. I long for a touch of God, church. I long to be in His presence. I long to draw near to the throne of grace, knowing that if we come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. It's now, amen, we're in the time of need, of a desperate evil hour, to know that God is still true to His his people. Amen. That are sick in his sights and longing to be near to him. He's going to help us. Amen. He's going to pour out his spirit. The works of God are going to continue. God's going to help us. We just happen to be the remnant. Amen. It's in a minority church. It's not the majority. It's a minority of people. Just like the remnant of churches all across our nation. Just like right here. Amen. The remnant of the hungry souls of men. Crying out to a God who desires to give unto his people. Amen. Listen. Amen. Oh yes. We're the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Glory to God. We're going out to the fresh pasture. Amen. Glory to God. The freshness of the power of the Spirit of God is going to be nearer to his people than to pray. Praise the Lord. Do you love me, church? God's going to help us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to extend now. Me and Brother Frankie was talking about it. He's from Anderson. He was raised in Anderson County. He knows a lot of people here. I don't know too many people in Anderson County. Amen. We're going to be knocking on doors and trying to, just as soon as we can, and invite people to the house of God. Brother Frankie, he's joined us now. He's a preacher under my ministry. He was ordained under my ministry. He's been preaching, evangelizing some, preaching other places. And he has more of a vision now for the young people. We're going to be having youth services coming up in the near future. I think one of his youth services had 60-something attendance. He asked young ministers to come and preach. And we're just looking forward to more to come. Amen. Praise God. God's going to give to his church.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Praise God. Do you believe that?
Yes.
If we give ourselves unto prayer. Now, once you read the scripture, church, listen to this. The Old Testament is concealed and the New Testament revealed. But Jesus Christ walked in the beginning and he's going to walk in the end.
Amen. Right.
He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. And he is the end. Melchizedek, the king of Salem, he offered up his offering to the Lord. That's where the first tithe was given in. It's recorded in Scripture. Came in Melchizedek, which refers to Christ, and in the kingship of his authority, Melchizedek was a priest and a king. Jesus Christ is priest and he is king.
Amen.
And he's coming back as Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God. The King of Glory is coming.
Yes.
Who is that King of Glory? Amen. Praise God. That's the Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
And he's going to appear in the clouds of glory. And the saints of God is going to be raptured out of this place. And we're going to forever be with the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. Lord, help me to get up my message. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, church, I just love it. I just want to share some things with you this morning. I'm excited. I told my wife, I said, this is a new beginning. But it's my last go-around. A new beginning, but my last go-around. Amen. I believe the Upper Room Fellowship is where we'll finish our race. Amen. I told you that from the beginning with Brother Sonny as he joined the church. Amen. In his latter years. Amen. He's going to see God move and touching his family. He's already done that, brother. He's already been moving. Praise God. He's going to continue to move because you're asking. You're praying. You're seeking God. Amen. Praise God. I told him, I said, this ministry is different this time. Amen. I preached all over, you know, in the Carolinas and Georgia and places. But I come to know, amen, the ministry now is different. Why, preacher? Amen. If he didn't walk with God for 300 years, Brother Jeff preached about it. It's going to be no more than walking with God, pleasing him. 1 Thessalonians 4, he said how that we ought to walk in the peace of God, keep his commandments. He comes to know that the man should know how to possess his vessel with sanctification and with honor. It's the doctrine of sanctification, Holy Ghost baptism. And we come to know that through the teachings of God's word, we still have a people that's hungry to be sanctified and filled with the Spirit. Lord, help me to get on my message. It's already 20 to 12. Just hold on, okay? I mean, hold on for a little while. Amen. Praise God. And I got some things I'd really like to share with you here from the verses of Scripture this morning. I'm going to be reading. Oh, I done lost my place. I done pulled my paper now. I don't take just a minute to find it. Amen. We'd like to turn over to the book of Isaiah. Amen. Praise God. Chapter number 43. Praise God. Amen. I got a few golden nuggets right here. Oh, Lord, be my help.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Just hold on here, Mr. Bishop. Pass it along. So, Lord, have a look. Lord, help us. Pass it
along. Let's turn over now to Isaiah chapter number 43. Praise God. Good to see you in the house of God this morning. It tickles me good to see you here. Amen. We give you the amen. The fellowship we need right here. At the Upper Room Fellowship morning. God bless you for coming. As we read Isaiah 43, beginning with verse number 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Praise God. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for at thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Amen. Praise God. So thou wast precious in my sight, that hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Amen. Praise God. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Praise God. Let's look back to that verse number 2 from my message this morning. How many times you've heard this verse 2 quoted or preached maybe from before? When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Amen. Praise God. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire. I want you to look closer to that. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I'd like to preach, if God be my helper this morning, walking through the fire. Praise God. Will you pray with me and for me that God will give the anointing and the power, amen, to bring forth this service that would please him this morning. Heavenly Father, we're thankful. God, as we look unto you this morning, we're thankful, God, for your blessings. We pray for that heavenly anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost to bring forth the message, God, that will help us. We're looking to thee, Lord, knowing that you're a God that never fails. We're looking, God, for you to touch your church, your people, for a great power of the Spirit's anointing in this last hour. We are a church that is hungry for the holiness and the righteousness of God. We desire, Lord, for the Holy Ghost to stir our hearts and to stir us in the way of remembrance. Amen, God, to know that you're a God that never fails. Lord, we know that you're going to walk with us through the fire. We know, God, that you're going to present your word to us in a desperate time of need. And we shall be hungry for that, Lord, in this last hour. To touch us, God, that there be a great refreshing and anointing of the power of God. Touch your people, God. Let there be a move of thy spirit. Lord, we need thee. And what is ever accomplished, we will forevermore thank you and we praise you. And everyone that loved the Lord said amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. Praise God. Listen, Isaiah wasn't talking about a literal flood or fire. He was talking about what the people were going through spiritually and mentally. Amen. They were in captivity at the time. And their floods, listen church, their floods were trials. Their fires were temptations. Their rivers were testing. It was the devil's attempt to destroy and overwhelm God's people. Isaiah's words were a message of pure mercy to Israel. Amen. They were in captivity because their own stupidity and foolishness. Oh yes, they deserve nothing. But God sent them a weeping, broken-hearted prophet. Oh yes. Amen. The prophet Isaiah, we can't, amen, even Jeremiah. Amen. In the weeping prophet, what can he say? God wants me to tell you that you belong to him. Amen. That you belong to God. Amen. Having believes that we're in God's hands. Having believes that God has everything in control. Listen, you may be passing through the waters. You may feel overwhelmed by temptation that threatens to annihilate and to consume you. And that fear may be destroying you. But you got to understand all the biblical examples that we have here that we can learn from. God does not always calm the waters, church. Listen, it doesn't always keep the floods from coming. It doesn't always put out the fires. Yet what he does promise is this, that I will walk with you, hallelujah, through it all. This trial or this circumstance is not going to destroy you. It will not burn or drown you. So walk on. Amen. Come out on the other side. Amen. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to reward you in the midst of your weeping. Amen. Oh, yes. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning for the child of God. Amen. Saints of God, that's what encourages me. That when I walk through the midst of the fire, and sometimes that temptation comes against me, and it seems not the testing of God, and how I desire to stand true in what David was praying. He said in Psalms 139 and 1 verse, he said, "Search me, O God, and try me. Know my heart, try my thoughts. Let's see that there be no wicked way within me. And lead me in the way everlasting." You see, David knew that he needed to be searched. He wanted his heart to be right before God. If he walked in the light, for he was in the light. That's why he said, "Hide thy word in my heart, that I sin not against thee. Let thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You see, David was a man to knew the nearness of God. He knew what it was to have enemies. He knew what it was to run from his enemies. He knew what it was to be persecuted. He knew he had to run for his life. But God was a true God when he was in the cave. God did not desert him. Listen, saints of God, he's not going to desert you. Amen. Praise God. We're walking through the fire. Listen, we're going through some persecutions, but we're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. The children of God shall suffer. But God's going to settle you. He's going to strengthen you. You may suffer for a while, but God's going to establish you. He's going to help you because he desires for you to work for him, to take what God has given you and use it for the glory of God. And that's your abilities. That's your talents. That's what God has given us, church. Amen. Praise his name, the loving church.
Yes.
Listen, God was saying to Israel, you're about to go through the fire. You're about to go through the flood. But I'm going to walk with you through it all. How many believes he's walking down with us through it all? I have come to deliver you right to the very end. Can you say amen to that? Simply because you are mine. Amen. Praise God. That's what he said in verse number 1. Thou art mine. Amen. Praise God. Thou art mine. Amen. If we're in the palm of his hands, if we're engraved in his hands over Israel, if he said, "I'm going to bear you to eagle's wings, I'm going to bring you to myself, I'm going to pour out my spirit." Listen, in the last day, church, he's going to pour out upon his people. He's desiring to put within you a desire and a hunger that you never had before. He's going to place you in a place where he's going to use your testimony and what you're doing to offer up in the name of Christ. He's going to bless it when the fire temptation comes. Amen. The threat of doubts come your way. Listen, he's walking with you. He's talking with you. He's there to meet with you in your every need.
Yeah.
Have you a God that's ever more true? Let me believe that. Listen, Daniel 3 and 25. Amen. King Nebuchadnezzar. We know the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We know the decree that was made about everyone that when they hear the sound of the music, they shall bow down and worship the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Except for these three men, they knew the Lord God of heaven. They knew, amen, whom they worshiped. Amen. And they come to know, amen, that they had disobeyed the command of Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. For anyone to disobey his command will be thrown into a fiery furnace. Amen. Therefore, they were thrown in the midst of the fire. But listen here to verse number 25 and what he said of Daniel 3 and 25. The king answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose. Three have been thrown into the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire." I want you to catch that. Walking in the midst of the fire, and they have have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. See, they were walking in the midst of the fire. Amen. The temptation had come, even though the king, now would you imagine how this meant to be? Amen. The king had made this command. This is what's the decree made to the land. And the sound of the leader, they shall bow down and worship this image that the king had set up. Could you imagine the stand that they took for God? Amen. Oh, yes. Even they may have been tempted to worship that, but in their self they knew the Lord God of heaven. Amen. They may have been tempted to turn to the gods that they had worshiped church. Amen. But God was going to walk with them in the midst of the fire, like as a Son of God. That's why it's revealed in the New Testament that Jesus Christ walked through the old. He was walking with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That was the fourth man, like as a Son of God. He was walking with them right in the midst of the fire. Praise God. And listen, that is what it is. I'm walking through the fire, but I shall not be burnt. The flame shall not kindle upon you. He said, blessed is a man who endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life. Amen. Paul could say that in his time of his departure, in the preaching that we learned from Paul, we come to know. Amen. His testimony was true unto the end. Amen. He held on. He fought the good fight of faith. He said, I fought it. I finished my course. I kept the faith.
Yes.
But laid up for me is a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give unto me that day. But not only unto me, but all those who's going to love his appearing.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, all those who's going to love his appearing. Shall we be able to overcome temptation? 1 Corinthians, we know the verse 10 and 13. God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but with that temptation make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Amen. Praise be to God. Listen, through the hour of temptation. Listen, say, preacher, I've been tempted. I'm not tempted with the things of the world. I'm not tempted with this. I'm not tempted with that. Oh, yes, even the Son of God was tempted. And we're going to face temptations. Amen. Satan came to Jesus and he tempted him. And Satan is known as the tempter. And he came to tempt the Son of God. Oh, yes. You say just like who you are, that you've been in the wilderness for 40 days. And we know, amen, praise God, he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And afterward, he came out of the wilderness. He was afterward hungry. And when that tempter came to him, if thou be the Son of God, will you make these stones bread? Amen. But Jesus knew, amen, praise God, when the tempter had come, no more, for it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that's what it is. It's a hidden, inspired, infallible truth that's birthed in your heart, and Jesus is real. Amen. Oh, yes, he's been real in your experience in such a way that you are overcome. Amen. When persecution arises, amen, when temptation comes, and you're walking through the flood, and you're walking in the midst of the fire, and you're walking through the fire. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the midst of the fire. But God delivered him out of the fire. Even their garments was not burnt. Their hair were being singed. Amen. Did they have the smell of smoke? Not even the smell of smoke. Amen. Amen. Their clothes was not burnt. Amen. Their hair was not singed. Amen. Praise God. That same God that delivered them will deliver you. I say the same God that delivered them will deliver you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. I say the same God that delivered them is going to deliver you right in the hour of your temptation, right in the hour of your struggle, right in the time of your weakness, right in the time of your discouragement, right in the times of your failures. Saying, God, deliver me again. I'm walking through the fire, but I'm coming out as pure gold.
Yeah.
Amen. The gold has to be in the refinery.
Yes.
It's a precious metal. And the time of Solomon's temple, could you imagine the gold array of things? How beautiful Solomon's temple was. We think of the precious metals of gold and silver and platinum. Platinum now is over $1,700 an ounce. Gold is running over $1,500 an ounce. Oh yes, silver now, right around $37 an ounce. The highest it's ever been in history, according to the market value. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Gold and silver and platinum. The precious metals that people are investing, putting their investments in these precious metals of gold and silver and platinum. Oh, yes. One man I worked with not too long ago, when gold was right around $800 an ounce, he invested $30,000 in gold. It's already doubled since that time, probably less than a year ago. Oh, what a great investment. But listen, it's no more what the man was telling me the other day. One day their silver will be no good. One day their gold will be no good. One day our currency will be no good. Oh, yes. It's no longer in God we trust. Amen. Because of our nation, and what shall be in the latter end? If man don't have the mark, he cannot buy or sell. And with that mark of the beast is coming, church. Listen, the tribulation is coming on this world. But we're going to be raptured out of here. And you may be walking to the fire, but God's going to deliver you. You hear me? God's going to help you. You're His child, and He knows what you've been through. He knows the words that's been said against you. He knows how you hurt on the inside. He knows the persecution. He knows all about it, amen. I prayed no more with the man of God. I was talking to him the other night. He said, brother, I've had the persecutions come against me. He said, I pray, stop the mouth of my accusers. Let all evil speakers against my ministry be stopped, because I'm standing for what is right in the sight of my God. And God shall fight my battles for me. I say, God shall fight my battles for me. It's not what men may say. It's what God has to say unto him, church. It's what God's word speaks to our hearts. Do you love me, church?
Yes.
Amen. Listen, these people, what they were going through spiritually and mentally, they were in captivity at the time. Their floods were trials. Their fires were temptation. Their rivers was testing. Amen. How many believe that God may be testing our faith at times? We feel that we're at the weakest. And we feel that we cry out to God, but He don't feel near. We feel alone. We feel deserted. We feel that God, in my time of need, where are you? It seems like I can't go forward. I'm stepping backward. I'm like, God, here I am in this wilderness. And you know more what the children of Israel are saying. You led me to this wilderness to die. Amen. I've not led you out there to die. I'm testing you. I'm testing you to see who you are and what you're made of. Listen, saints. Amen. The saints that suffer, the saints that are broken, He said, is near those of a broken heart, sing with such of a contrite spirit.
Yes.
Amen, church. Amen. It brings a gentleness. It brings a working within the heart of the pastor who has a longing. Amen. Because he's been broken. He's been persecuted. Amen. He's been ridiculed. He has bad reproach. He has faced the adversary. He has overcome the adversary by the power of the Holy Ghost in him. He has longed to be in the presence of God. And God is teaching him and testing his faith to see how genuine he really is. To see if he's going to turn to the left. See if he's going to turn to the right. Or is he going to keep his eyes on Jesus? Listen to this. As the brother was teaching, amen, that Peter walked on the water. Church, it's not how I walk on water. It's how I walk on land. It wasn't so much that Peter walked on the water. It's because Peter kept his eyes on Jesus. That was the purpose. He looked down, he began to sing. And the Lord saved him and brought him back up. It's not so much that Peter walked on the water. People want to emphasize walking on the water. Go ahead and try it if you want to. But I believe you'll sink. We go down here to Hartwell Lake after service. You'll go ahead and try if you want to. Amen. But I say you will sink. It's not getting listen, there's a purpose, there's a meaning. When Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, it's when you're walking with Jesus. It's not he didn't walk with God, his testimony, he pleased God. It's how you walk with him. It's how you please him. It's how you look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. It's not that I can walk on water, it's how I walk on land. is my testimony. It's my relationship. I can testify that my God is a deliverer.
Yeah.
I testify in church that He is what He is. Because He's been real to me. Have I always been true to Him? No. Have I failed Him? Yes. Have I doubted Him? Yes. Have I been weak toward my faith? Yes. Has my faith been made shipwreck? Yes. There's been times that I felt my faith was shipwrecked. I felt, amen, confused. I felt lonely. I felt cast down. But I was not in despair because He lifted me up. In the time of my need, He lifted me up. He brought me out. Amen. Yes. He's there, church. He's just as real as He's always been. He's going to be a true God, a long suffering to His church in the final hours of temptation. He's saying, look to me. I'm a God that has made you. I'll lead you, and I'll continue to lead as you follow. Hear my voice in this last hour. I'm a God that longs to have fellowship with my people. I'm a God that desires your hunger to turn evermore to me. For I'm a God that will establish and settle you in your faith as long as you long to be near unto my presence. For it's He who takes my word and walks therein and keeps my commandments and pursues me. Whoever longs to be near unto me, I'll be a God that will continue to open rivers. That the floods shall not overflood thee. For I'm a God that will carry you through the flood. I'm a God that will stand with you in the midst of the fire. I long to see that you true unto me by the way that you love me. Amen. That you are near unto me, saith the Lord. I will be a God that will evermore bring you to a place now. Amen. In this desperate time. Amen. If you only hunger for my word like you never hungered before. I am true God and I'm a never failing God. I long to be near to my people. I desire to pour out in this last day. I desire to bless thee. I desire to uplift you above your temptations, that you can walk with me and be near unto me, saith the Lord. I love thee, and I will continue to give you strength in the midst of your storm, in the time of your affliction, in the time of thy weakness. For I am God, and I will always be God. Saints, if that'll tell you something. Listen, let's just raise your hands down and just praise Him. I said, let's just lift our hands and praise God this morning. Listen, church, it's just like this. It's for the man that has took the promises of God's word and say, Lord, here I am. I'm just going to begin to open thy word and begin to read it that I can retain what I've read. You may think, Lord, my comprehension is not very good. If I study to show myself approved unto God as a right man, I'd be ashamed, but rather divided the word of truth. If I can read the word of truth and let it be hidden in my heart, reveal truth unto me. And I shall be a man that's going to hunger now in the hour of my temptation. Amen. Shall I be a man now that's in the flood? Shall I be a man now that's walking into the fire? You say, God, that your word is true enough, real enough, powerful enough, amen, to deliver me in my hour of temptation. They said His word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. His word is real. His promises are true. Amen. Oh yes, the promises are true. Let every man be a liar, but let God be the truth. Let God be the truth. Amen. Please just down this thing.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God, church. I'm telling you, it is now. He said, it's hungry now for all evil glory. He said, I desire to pour out a last revival, the move of the Spirit, a meditation. Blessed is the man that meditates upon my law day and night. If he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of waters, shall God prosper the work that he offers up in his name? Sure he will. Amen. He that has begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And Paul has said, I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. There's power in this gospel to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I am persuaded, as he went on to say, that neither death nor life, neither no powers nor principalities, nor things to come. Listen, death. Amen. You think about it. And death is not going to separate from me from God. To be absent from the body is to be present. And nothing's going to be able to separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. He knows I love him. That's what's kept me over 30 years, church. It's because I love him and he loves me. Amen. My heart has failed him. But his heart has been toward me. His love has been toward me. But in my hour of temptation, through the time of my floods, through the time of my weaknesses, oh God, shall I be one to turn back. Brother Jeff, what you say this morning, brother? They walk no more with him. They walk no more with him. They have no more. Pleasure, satisfaction, peace. Amen. When we think about church, what we have in God, we think how long-suffering he is and how he's been merciful to us. Amen. What we deserve. The man told me, he said, amen, I'm doing better than what I deserve. Preacher, I deserve hell, but it's so much better than what I deserve. That's the mercy of God. That's the grace of God that's appeared to all men. What is his grace teaching us now? To live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And looking for that blessed hope and hope appeared of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what we should be doing. Amen. We're walking through the fire, but we're coming out as pure gold. When gold is melted, when silver is melted, that's what they're doing. They're taking, amen, the coins, and the bars of gold, the bricks, and they're melting it through the refinery. Amen. To be refined. Amen. We're going through that, church. Amen. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be tested. We're going through the fire. We're going to be tested as trials. Amen. That we're facing now in this last hour. But shall we overcome? Shall we overcome? Shall we overcome? Amen. We shall. Amen. Praise God. Do you love me, church, this morning?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. This is what we need, church. I don't know about you, but I know that we're living in such a time now. Amen. The people are dying every day. Preacher's always been that way. The tornado victims, the earthquake victims, the things that are happening in the South that we're not used to seeing and hearing, the freak accidents that's taking place. God has all of this in history in his hand and in his control. The things that are coming on, the things that shall be, what the prophecies shall be revealed, and what shall be in our last hour. But saints of God, amen, praise the Lord. If we ever long to be in his presence, if we ever long to be near to God, he's a true God. He has never failed us, church. He's going to be with us. Amen, praise God. I say he's going to be with us through it all. He's going to deliver us once again. He's going to help us. Let us stand this morning. Do you love him, church? Let's give praise to him this morning. Let's give praise to him this morning. Amen. They were in captivity at the time, and their floods were trials, their fires were temptation, their rivers were testing. It was all the devil's attempt to destroy and overwhelm God's people, but God said, I shall deliver you because I love you. I will deliver you because I love you. Praise the Lord. Praise his name. One of you sisters would come around and give us some music, please, if you would. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to ask God to help us. We're going to ask God to give us strength. We're going to ask God to come down in our midst. We're going to ask God to give us revival. We're going to ask God to work His work among His people. Amen. Come on now. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to pray and ask God in faith, church, to move on His terms and to bless His people and to uplift us above the shadows and plant our feet on higher ground. Amen. How about that? How many can sing the song, Lord, lift me up above the shadows, plant my feet on higher ground? Oh, hallelujah. Listen, church, we're walking through the fire, but we're coming out. God's going to deliver us out. He's going to deliver you out of your temptation. He's going to bring you through the flood. He brought the Israelites over safe to the other side. Pharaoh's army was drowned in the depths of the sea. What did they do? They worshiped God with a psalmistry and dance and symbols. They begin to worship their God. They begin to praise their God. Church, that's what we need to do. We need to long for it. And can you help us sing this right here? Jesus, 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 there's a something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, come on. Jesus, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms may all pass away, but there's something morning, church. you, from your families, from your neighbors, from your co-workers. But God's going to deliver you in your time of need. He's going to be one that will stand with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be with you in the time of your storm. The water's not going to overflood you. He's going to be a God that's ever born to you. Long to be near to the churches.
My friend, we're living in a country today where we have killed more babies through abortion. And if you have been in that situation, I'm not condemning you. You were a victim. But I want to tell you right now that it is an awful tragedy in America. And there are some people today, you say, oh, these old gods, they don't exist. I'm telling you, the same spirit that the devil used then is grabbing that ugly head today in America. And I would ask America, as Elijah did, if you're going to serve God and you're going to follow God, follow Him. But if you won't bail, just get out there and go. But why will you halt between two opinions? Is not God God? I'm here tonight. If any of you, you're halting between opinions and you haven't given God everything in your life, you got halfway in the church, but yet halfway in the world. You agree on some things with the church and the Bible, but on other issues, you're hanging out here. I will ask you the question, why do you halt between those opinions? For our God, Jehovah God, our God is everything, and you need to make up your mind. It's getting too late in the time that you're living in to be wondering around, wondering who you will serve. I say, as Joshua would say,
false prophets were killed, but the rain had not came. Now I love the fire from heaven, for the fire from heaven will ignite souls. The fire from heaven will purify and cleanse the soul of man. And I want to say this. Now I'm Church of God, third generation, saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost when I was 9 years old. I know the Church of God is not the only church denomination going to heaven. I'm not that naive. But I do know this, that we're living in the day where some have just got too far out there and no longer do they hear the fire of sanctification anymore. I want to say something. I remember the day when you asked somebody to stand and testify. They say, I thank God I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Some folks need a little more fire in the belly. What bothers me, you say, well, I'm not that excited of an individual. I'm very timid. Well, you may be. But I'll tell you what, you get the Holy Ghost on you, you will show out. When the Holy Ghost got in me, my timidness, my shyness was left.
Excited, but I will.